Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we continue with another very interesting example of a halacha that comes up when a person is traveling on the road and Shabbos is setting in. What do you do when you have to navigate Shabbos and traveling when you get delayed and you're stuck on the road when Shabbos is about to go into effect? So last night we talked about the halacha as it relates to a person stuck on a plane at the onset of Shabbos. And today we're going to continue and discuss a person who's in the car at the close proximity to Shkia. And the question is, how does the halacha of a person in the car differ from the halacha of a person in a plane? So when it comes to a car, there really is a very basic difference over here between a person who's driving himself and a person who's being driven by a non-Jew. So if a person's either in a cab, or he's in an Uber, or he's in some other car that's being driven by a guy, the halacha is dramatically different. When it comes to a yid driving himself, it's really a problem when you realize that you're not going to reach your destination before Shabbos. And you see that Shkia is coming close. Really, you don't have that many options. If you're driving yourself, you really should find a hotel, find a safe place to go, and you should go there before Shabbos. That's really what a person should do. If you see that sunset and Shkia is closing in on you, you should figure it out before Shabbos. If it's dangerous to continue where you are or to stop the car where you are and find a place, then you're allowed to continue driving until a safe place, right? Because you don't have to put yourself in any state of danger for this. But if there's no danger and you have a place to go, even if it's uncomfortable, if you're driving yourself, you really don't have many options and you should stop, find somewhere to go before Shabbos, and in that way, avoid being mechal Shabbos directly. The question is, what about a person who's in a taxi or is in an Uber, he's being driven by a non-Jew? So when it comes to a non-Jew doing melacha on your behalf, as we have in this case, when the non-Jew is driving the car for you, the halacha is that you could utilize bein hashmashis in this case. So shkia will set in, and there's a period of bein hashmashis that goes from shkia until it takes a kachavim. And it's a question as to exactly how long you have for this leniency of bein hashmashis. Ramosha in one place seems to say you have a half hour after shkia. Another place he seems to say that you have 40 minutes. It seemingly depends on the time of year. But be that as it may, you have, let's say, a half hour after Shkia for the non-Jew to continue to drive you to your destination. Now, if you enter the cab and it's already after Shkia and you plan on getting to your destination before it says, really you should make sure that the driver opens the door for you. The driver should be the one also to open the door when you reach your destination. Like this, you avoid the malacha. He's doing the malacha for you. So have the driver open and close the door for you if you're going to utilize this kula of bein hashmashis. And the question is, what if you realize that you're really running pretty late and it's after Tzitzik HaChavim? Then what are you supposed to do? So this is a machlekes. Some place can hold that you're allowed to stay in the taxi that's being driven by a non-Jewish driver if it's after Tzeis HaKachavim, only if either you're a chayle, that means it doesn't have to be a sakana, but you have to be not feeling well to the extent where you would be like a nafal mishka, if you're really not feeling well. Or let's say you have someone in the car that is not well, that needs some attention, or something of that extreme nature. In other words, it has to be very serious for you to allow a person who's a Jew to stay in the car being driven by a non-Jew if it's after Tzitzik HaChavim. However, other Paiskim are more lenient, and other Paiskim say that as long as the non-Jew is driving the car and he's going to be the one opening and closing the door for you, even after Tzitzik HaChavim you could stay in the car as long as there's a significant reason for you to be there, such as there would be a significant loss for you if you don't stay in the car, either monetarily or otherwise, or if, let's say, you lack the basic necessities of Shabbos, you'll have to spend Shabbos in the car. It's not something that's really so doable. So as long as there's a real tzairich, these places can hold that it would be enough of a leniency to have the person stay in the car being driven by the non-Jew even after it's a Tzeis HaKachavim. Okay? And even in this case, if you rely on this leniency, so you should avoid handling muksa, and you shouldn't be opening and closing the door, and when you have to pay the guy who's driven you, he should be shown where the money for the payment is rather than you being metalto the muksa yourself to pay him. And in this way, you avoid chil Shabbos being done by yourself. But this is the machlekes. After tisek chavim, how strong of a tzairich is necessary to allow me to stay in the car being driven by a non-Jew? There are many places given, I think this is the halacha l'maisa, that if there's a real shasat chak and there's really no good option, then you would be able to be soimech and rely on the lenient opinion over here, that as long as there would be otherwise a significant loss or a significant hampering and obstruction of Shabbos, you'd be able to stay in the car as long as the non-Jew opens the door for you and you don't pay him directly, you tell him where the money is.